The Inspector General of Police, John Kudalo, has once again given the assurance that the peace and security of the nation will not be compromised or sacrificed on any altar. He said the security agencies will not relent on efforts to ensure peace before, during, and after the December elections. The IGP gave the assurance at a meeting of the National Election Security Task Force Committee in Accra.
The police and the task force are leaving no stone unturned in our bid to secure the election. Regional commanders were advised to consider the following: complying strictly with the communique released at the National Police Command Conference held on 24 June 2016, engaging the youth, traditional leaders, opinion leaders, and leaders of political parties in the regions to collaborate on proactive measures to ensure peaceful elections. How to collaborate and support the media in the region to ensure violence-free elections. We have also managed to get all the political parties into signing a communique to resort to legal means in dealing with electoral-related grievances rather than resorting to violence. In the coming week, we'll be meeting the Catholic bishops, Christian council members, the Muslim community, the Charismatic Churches Council, and the Pentecostal Council. These are all geared towards achieving a voluntary elections and a common planning ground. As security agencies, I believe our actions before, during, and after the election should be devoid of any political inclination. We must be seen as being fair and firm in the dispensation of our duties before, during, and after the election. Professionalism should be our watchword.
That was the IGP John Kudalo.
Meanwhile, the IGP has tasked the Director General of Police Legal to move to Sohum and Ejimakor to start the prosecution of offenders. He said the arrested persons will be prosecuted without fear or favor.
Incidents in Sohum, Kukum, and Ejimakor, currently the police is in control of these areas. More personnel have been deployed to Ejimakor to help deal with the situation and arrest suspects. I've also tasked the Director General Legal and his team to visit these areas and assist the prosecution of alleged offenders and suspects. The suspects in the Sahum incident were arranged before court and are currently on bail pending the final determination of the case. I know you all recall there were two incidents in Sohum which are all being tackled without any fear or favor and without preference to anybody. So bear that in mind that everybody will be treated equally so far as election offenses are concerned.